F1 paddock. Now, Red Bull designer Adrian Newey may have let something slip about the development of their 2012 car. In October, when asked by Sky Sports on a video on their website, which can be found right now, he was asked if the new car would be more of an evolution or a revolution.
Evolution or revolution, it's the usual thing, to be perfectly honest. It's very much an evolution of the lineage which started with the 2009 car, the RB5, and the two previous cars have been a development of that. No huge regulation changes, and a reasonably competitive car this year, so we're able to keep evolving it.
But only the other day, when Red Bull were doing a demonstration run in its hometown of Milton Keynes, Adrian Newey was asked again how the development of the new car is going.
We've got to go back literally to the drawing board and try and think, okay, with that taken away, how do we re-optimise the car?
So could that just be a little slip there by Adrian Newey? Is the development not going ahead as planned? Have they stumbled across an FIA directive, which means that they've had to scrap all their plans? Well, we'll find out at the first race in March. Should be interesting.
Hi, I'm IZOD IndyCar Series driver and current Indianapolis 500 champion Dan Weldon, and I'm going to be competing for $5 million. Guys, it's going to be fun. Tune in.
In only his second race of the year and the final round of the season, Dan Weldon agreed to race from the back of the field for a special prize of $5 million. We know now what happened on that day. The results of the official investigation into the crash were released this week by IndyCar. It confirmed Dan suffered unsurvivable head injuries. He died instantly. And though he never raced in Formula One, he spent much of his early career in karts, racing and beating Jenson Button and Anthony Davidson. Of all the beautiful and desperately tragic things that happened in World Motorsport in 2011, the most emotional moment for me will be when Dan Weldon passed J.R. Hildebrand on the final turn of the final lap at the Indianapolis 500 to take the checkered flag and one of the most dramatic, sensational victories of all time. That moment is made even more emotional to watch now, since his sad death at what would have been only his second race of the entire year. We will never forget the Englishman, husband, father, racer, winner, champion, Dan Weldon.